And she had asked me to speak. And I'm going to give you all a little story on the slideshow, because it's not a bunch of sticks. As soon as... But first of all, we're going to start off with, we're going to pray real quick. Father God, I just thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to be able to speak to your people, Father God. I just pray right now, Father, that you will give me the words to speak, Father. Whatever you need them to hear today, Father God, I pray that their ears will be open, that their hearts will be open to receive your word, and not only to receive it, Father God, but to walk out of here and to make it a part of their lives, Father God, to walk in their authority, Father God, that you have given them, Lord. I just give you praise, Father God, and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I'm going to turn this way. So about 2 months ago, I went on a mini retreat with a friend of mine. She was going to be speaking, and God, usually whenever he speaks to me, it's some of the places are a little bit awkward, but it's either I'm vacuuming, I'm on the toilet, or it's nature. And this happened to be, we were taking a nature walk. We were kind of taking a break. And, you know, usually I'll carry a journal or a pen so I can write stuff down because I like to journal a lot. But I didn't have that, so I had my phone. So I'm just kind of, you know, I'm walking. And, well, I don't want to get that far because I haven't got to that picture yet. Actually, yes. Okay, because I didn't take this one. Mine was a little bit different. So as I'm walking, I turn around, and my picture was kind of similar to this, but the only reason I like this one because it says easy on it. It's like the easy road, okay? So if you look straight ahead, everything's clear. There's nothing's blocking your path. It's just like, ooh, here we go, right? So I turn around, and the Lord just like revelation, just boom, boom, boom. So I had to record myself. So my notes are kind of scattered a little bit because even today I was trying to write everything down. So the first picture, obviously you can see what I just said. There's nothing's blocking your path in your walk with the Lord. You know, I know a lot of us, you know, life is good and we don't spend a lot of time in the Word. I know I'm guilty of that. You know, life is going great. You know, I'm not really praying or spending time with the Lord like I should. I'm just not spending time with him, you know, because I got it, you know. I've got this figured out. And not that I don't say, Lord, I don't need you, but I just is like, hey, everything's cool, you know. I don't need to spend time with the Lord. All right, you can go to the next one. Oh, wait, hold on. So, okay, yes, go to the next one. All right. So this one is, you know, it's getting a little chaotic. There's a couple of trees getting in the way of your path. So that's life, you know. Sometimes, you know, we start going through a couple of little things, nothing big, you know, and we kind of start seeking the Lord here and there, you know, reading his word. And so it's a little stumbling block. You can go to the next. And then, bam, this to me, and this is when the Lord gave me the revelation. So I got to this part, and I turn around, and I go from the clear path to boom. So in James, I wrote down James 1:2. And that scripture says, we need to understand that our faith won't grow without being tired and proven. In life, we will experience trials of our faith, but during those things, we must count it all joy. I know for me, and a lot of things that I've been walking through here for a while, there's been a lot of stumbling blocks in my life that I've had a choice. Am I going to allow those circumstances to distract me from what God is doing in my life? Or am I going to keep moving forward? And I think a lot of times this, when we have those distractions in our life, God is trying to speak to us. But the enemy is causing distractions so we can't hear what he's saying. And so my question to you tonight is, you know, whether you want to, I gave y'all a little piece of paper. What is it, I guess, can one of y'all answer this for me? What is rooted to you? What does that mean to you? Rooted to you in Christ. What would that mean to any of you? Okay.
Children, grandchildren, family. Those are the things that distract me the most.
Mm-hmm.
I get so busy with it.
Yep.
You know, my family is everything.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me. And I have my sister-in-law sent me this little thing. And it's weird. I have to read it all the time. About when you pray, you turn it over to God. And then you
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And so I think one of the most important things for me that the Lord has been showing me is that even through those trials, you know, what this picture represents, our trials, whatever stumbling block is getting in the way, whether it's our children, whether it's something at work, whatever the circumstance is, that we have to find joy, His joy in that circumstance. And that's hard. So one day I was talking to Gay, and or I was at home, and I don't even know what was going on. I know it wasn't good. Hold on a minute. And I was pouting. I was at home pouting. I was talking to having a conversation with the Lord. And I think Angela, we might have came up here and sang the song. I know we did at retreat because I was sharing it with them, but. I don't know if y'all remember that song, I've got the joy down in my, as I was a kid, I remember that song. So that's the song that the Lord gave me. So I started singing it. And man, y'all would be surprised what it did to me. Like my whole attitude changed. It's a song. But the words, those words are so powerful. Because when we take our focus off of ourselves and put our focus back on Him, like all that stuff is, you know, it's like, oh, okay. So there is joy. But yes, walking through it, that's hard. That's why it's so important to stay rooted in the things of the Lord. Because when those circumstances come, if we're not in His Word, because this is His voice, this is where you're going to hear Him speak to you. When you read this, He will speak. You just need to listen. And it'll be in, you know, moments like this when I'm taking a hike and all of a sudden it's just like, bam, you know, I didn't expect it. And that's why I had to record myself, you know. And but this is life. You know, it's not just a book with a bunch of words, you know. And yes, you know, we can go to people and listen, you know, to videos or whatever to make us feel good, that temporary. But we need to be in the Word. We need to be filling our spiritual tank with His Word. Because when we run on empty, guess what's going to happen? Yeah, we're not ready. And so if we put on the full armor of God, which is His Word, everything that's in here, and we're ready for any attack as soon as we walk out the door or wherever we're at, we're going to be prepared for whatever the enemy's trying to throw at us. So, next picture. So this is the question. Are you, have you been uprooted? So these were so interesting to me. Like when I saw them, I was like, man, that is so cool. So I had to put both of them on there. But like this tree was so huge. Of course, I couldn't get the whole picture. But I mean, if you'll just look at everything in that tree, I mean, just the whole, everything was just falling over. But the crazy thing is, and of course I couldn't get everything around it, is there were several trees, but the other ones were beautiful. They were green and still, you know, bearing fruit, you know. And so think about that in your walk with God. You know, once again, we go back to our circumstances in our lives. Ask yourself, what is it in your life at this very moment that's keeping you from moving forward? Anybody? Is there something in your life that you'd like to share that maybe is keeping you from moving forward to having that relationship with God?
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? And I'm like, okay, I understand. And then I have to get right back into it, and I read, and I also have a couple of other books, Joel Osteen and stuff like that, where I can kind of, it's kind of basic to where I understand it a little bit better. And I'm really having a tough time today, because it's one thing to know that's coming, it's another thing to read it in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the black and white today, and I just keep saying, God's not going to let this happen.
Mm-hmm.
He will not let this happen.
And that's the hard part, is because when you can't see what's ahead, that's where your faith is. Literally trusting in the Lord in your faith.
Yeah.
And, where, because I know for me, I've had a lot of different circumstances, and especially here recently, things that I didn't even expect were going to happen, but it's just been it's kind of like a domino effect. And I know I could have easily been like, you know what, I'm not going to lie, like about 5 months ago, I was done. Like, I'm like, you know what, Lord, I've been obedient. I've done everything right for the past 12 years, and I've done X, Y, and Z. I haven't done da, 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 I deserve something. But the Lord showed me, the moment that you start saying stuff like that, it's you've taken your eyes off of Him. Then now it's become about you. Now it's me, me, me. No, it's not supposed to be that way. So, sorry.
God allows when His time, not my time.
It is, but that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Is His timing is always perfect. But I think that when we can't see what's ahead, because I don't know, I know a lot of women are. I don't know if everybody, all the ladies and all the men in here, I like to be in control. I like to be in control. I want to see what's ahead. But that's one of the things, especially here recently, that He has shown me, is like I have to literally take my hands off of it, because I can't control what I can't see it, and it was driving me crazy. But now I'm like, you know what, God, I fully trust you, that I know you, that you know what's best for me. You know what's best for me better than I do. And I'm going to fully trust you that wherever you're taking me is what's best for me. And even though I can't see it and I can't control it, I'm gonna praise you through the storm, and I'm gonna keep singing that song, I Got Joy in My Heart. Seriously, look it up if y'all have it. It's a great song.
I sung that all through church when I was a kid, sung that song.
We sang it at retreat, remember, at the fireplace?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, anyways. So back to that. So I feel like what the Lord is saying right now is, in the midst of all our trials, all the distractions that are going on in our lives, because I don't think it's just, bad things that are happening. I think like our phones, social media, Netflix, all that stuff is such a distraction to us. Just think about how much time you spend sitting on that couch or sitting wherever on Instagram, Snapchat, once again, Netflix, any of those social media, whether an hour or two, because I know, I flip through it for about an hour, I can be spending time in the Word, you know, getting some wisdom, some real food, you know, not something that's temporary. It's a, you know, oh, this is, you know, no, he wants to use every single one of us in this room, and we all have the potential, but are you going to make the time? Are you going to make the time to allow him to speak to you? You know, because, you know, for a long time I thought I wasn't worthy of being able to talk to anybody or, you know, whatever. No, we need that mindset. That's a no-no. You know, we have to have confidence in who we are in him, because he's going to give us the words to be able to speak, you know, but we have to be confident, you know, and walk in authority. That's what it is. Walk in his authority, because he's given us that authority, you know, but are you going to do it? So next picture. Okay. So I'll start off with the first one. So the first tree, obviously you can't see the top, but if you can see everything around it, you know, it's growing, but there's a couple of trees that are dead. But you see how deep those roots go in? It was so beautiful. And, you know, this little plant, little flower, that's the only flower there. With all the trees that had fallen, everything else, that beautiful little plant harvested out of there. You know, so just think about it with spiritual ears. You know, in your circumstance, when you are allowing God to be the one that directs your path, that when you're seeking him, like fully seeking him, regardless of what the situation is, at the end of the day, or once, you know, because we all go through different seasons, I believe that that's what we get. You know, it's, yes, that's a beautiful flower, but there's a harvest at the end. You might not see it, but as long as you stay rooted in him and in his word, you will see it. It's just, it's going to take time. And we have to be patient, because it's his timing and not ours. Next. That was what was at the end of the chaos. So that's what I'm saying. You know, no, we don't see what's ahead, but there's always beauty. It's God's beauty. He created that, you know. And if we didn't go through the things that we go through on a daily basis, or that we go through for a season, would we be who we are today? Would we learn anything? He has to do things in us, you know. And I think also it goes back to, I know for me, like my prayer and stuff is like, Lord, if there's things in my character, if there's things in my attitude, if there's things in my heart that do not align with your word or with who you are, because I want your heart. I don't want Leslie's. I want yours. And if there's anything that's not of you that's in me, or wait, if there's things that are, yeah, not of you that are in me, take them. Be careful. Because he will show you those things, and it hurts. It hurts. And, sorry, I get distracted real easy. So, yes, he will show you those things, and you want him to, because you know what? I know for me, and I don't know about you guys, if there's something in me that is ugly and I'm trying to represent Christ, I need someone to tell me, you know, don't keep letting me walk around with an ugly attitude or whatever, and nobody's telling me, and I go and try to speak, you know, to someone and tell them about Jesus. I don't want any of that, you know. I mean, just think about it. So, you know, for me and for you guys, you know, I just think that it's a time, you know, if you're not already, ask the Lord to reveal those things to you. What is in your character? What is in your heart? Lord, take this away from me. I don't want it, you know, so that he can use you. And he's still going to use you even if you have those things in your heart. But you want to have his heart. You want to have his mindset. You want to have his perspective. Let's see. Next one. Okay. Hold on. Let me go back to my notes. On the other one, I put down the beauty that lies behind the roadblocks when we overcome circumstance we experience When we overcome circumstance, we experience his beauty. So that is what I was trying to say with the other one. So anyways, and it's just not that. You go through, I think, you know, it's almost like a refinery process. You know what I'm saying? You get refined and you come out like, whoo, you know? So anyways. Yep. And to me, the tree is us. And the water is him, because he is the living water, you know, and that's what I want for me, myself. And that's what I want for you guys, that it doesn't matter what circumstances that we're going through, whatever life is throwing at us, that in the midst of that storm, we're going to still stand. And look how beautiful, to me, that's so beautiful, you know, and I want you guys to, if you have a pen, I'm going to give y'all some scripture. I wrote a bunch of different stuff down, but let's see, James 1 and 2, which I already read to you guys, but someone wants to read Isaiah 44, 2 to 4, okay, and then I have Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, and then I have Ephesians 3, 17, and then Colossians 2, 7. Good, never promise that. 44:2-4. The Isaiah 44:2-4, and the second one was Jeremiah 17:7-8. Whoever finds it first. You got Isaiah? So this is Isaiah 44, 2 to 4.
The Lord who made you and helps you says, do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, O dear Israel, my chosen one. For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. And I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessings on your children. They will thrive like water grass, like willows on a river bank.
Okay, and then Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. You got it, Miss Cynthia?
But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the streams. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought. And never fails to bear fruit.
Eight. Okay. Those two for me were so important as I was doing this message, because I feel like that's what we can go back to whenever we're going through stuff to encourage us. And then Ephesians 3:17. Did anybody want to read that? Okay. Angela? Okay.
And you, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And without him, I mean, we would be nothing, you know, lost. You know, we would be lost. And I wrote on here, God never promised that Christian life would be free of tests, trials, and adversity. But he did say in Isaiah 43:2, if anybody wants to read that, and I was starting to write it, but then I had in the King James Version, and I didn't want to write it down in the King James Version for you guys. Yeah, go ahead.
When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you.
And that's another one I think it's good. The other one is Psalms 1:1-3.
Blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
What'd you say?
She said it.
Oh.
She said Psalms 1:1-2, but I don't know the 2 and 3.
Okay.
She knows Psalms 1.
Look for it. Okay, I'll look for it.
You said Psalms 1?
Uh-huh, Psalms 1:1-3.
Okay. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around the sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind.
1-3. You're good. You're good. See, that's all good. So tonight, I think for all those scriptures, for me, reading all of them is an encouragement for me, especially because I'm going through a lot of stuff, and I'm a private person, a very private person. But I think that the Lord is taking me to a place where because I think it's pride too. You know, I'm a very independent person. I'm a very private, and I don't want people knowing my business. But this is one of the things that he's been telling me lately. Sometimes when I'm going through these trials and these circumstances, I need to let people know, because they need to see the before and the after of what God is doing. And so, what I'm fixing to share with you guys, it stays here. I don't know if it's being recorded or not, but it's my pride. So, but I think it's so important.